This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. Let's kick this off with a track immediately, Joel.
FUBAR!
Let's bring me the horizon with Can You Feel My Heart?
Is that that was a plea to a doctor? Can you feel my heart? Because I honestly think I might be dead.
Did I tell you that I went into the doctors to have my heart checked and they told me that I had a slow heart?
Straight in, Joel Dommett. Not even an introduction to the show as to who he is. He's just. Did I tell you I went to the doctors and I think I might be a zombie?
Straight in with a story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic Dommett.
I tell you what, Dommett, we're going to introduce it first. This is The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. And Joel Dommett apparently has a small heart.
No, it's a normal size.
That would be awful if you went into the doctors and you went, you've actually got a heart the size of a grape. Hang on, that is a grape. Why have you got a grape in your top pocket? Get out of my surgery. And next time, wear pants.
Oh, and it's unbelievable. They all worried quite a lot.
Why did you go into the doctors first of all?
Because I was on stage and I felt like I was having a heart attack.
So you went straight to the doctors?
No, I waited.
So you were on stage and went, sorry guys, I know I'm supposed to be doing 20 minutes, but I'm going to have to go immediately to the doctors because I feel weird.
I was doing a bit. It went well.
Is this whole story to show off that you did a bit that went well?
No, the idea is that bits don't often go well, and when it do go well, my heart goes, oh my God, yeah. Joel, it went well.
We're not used to this. The rush of adrenaline you got from a bit going well was too much for your poor little grape heart.
Grape Heart, that's an incredible name for an album.
That's one of my fake-out band names, actually. I need to change that.
So, yeah, they all worried. I went to the doctors the next day. I didn't go that night.
So where was the gig?
The gig was in East Grinstead.
Oh, yeah. They can get a bit of a rush. Home of Scientology in the UK.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Didn't go down well.
No, because every comedian who goes to East Grinstead mentions
Classic.
It. I was told never to mention it in East Grinstead. Also, the Scientologists get a little bit.
They get a little bit.
In fact, they're lovely.
Love it.
Love the science. I've listened back to some of these shows, Joel.
Really?
I do interrupt your stories on a regular basis. Like, it takes us 3 hours to get through one Joel Dommett story because it's me going, that's reminding me of something stupid I want to say about you being a dick.
I think it's lovely.
Thanks, mate.
I think it's a team effort.
But I'm going to let you go through this whole story about your poor tiny heart.
It's going to be my grape heart.
Yeah.
It's not really a story. I mean, it was just, I wasn't even planning on saying this story, Ed. You just started up the top.
But these are the best stories, the ones that come out organically.
Thank you.
It's linked to the song, Can You Feel My Heart?
Yeah.
You've got a slow or small heart. I can't remember which one it
slow.
Is.
Slow.
No, but I imagine now that you've had a heart transplant and they've used a little bat's heart.
And I wondered why I kept on hanging upside down when I wanted to sleep. So I went in the next day, got a new doctor because I hadn't had one in London. I've lived in London for 8 years, been still. Whenever,
you've never been to the doctor?
Well, every time I've felt like I needed to go to the doctor, I've just gone back to Bristol.
Right. And you went all the way to Bristol?
Yeah. Just takes a while.
Yeah, there's not been an emergency.
Nah,
no.
It's been all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's been okay. Once I got something in my eye and I had to go to the emergency room.
In Bristol?
Yeah, no, I went into the London one.
Right,
but I went to the emergency room and then
you
it's that point
lost.
Where there's like people like, it was a Friday night and so there's just people like drunk and bleeding stabbings and stuff. And I was like, I've got something in my eye.
Excuse me.
I've just got a little something. I've got a little something in my eye.
Oh, hang on, it's a tear. I was watching a very sad film. I was watching Ghost.
I was watching The Notebook and then suddenly I got something in my eye.
Excuse me, sir. I know you've got a snooker cue through your kidney, but there is a cue system.
Oh my God, get this guy in immediately. He's got a heart the size of a grape. So I went in to get my heart checked the day after because I was like, oh, it's, I said to my girlfriend, I was like, I felt like I was having a heart attack on stage when I got a round of applause.
Well, you would, mate.
And yeah, it's not.
Was it palpitations?
It was just sharp pain.
Oh no, that's not good.
Sharp pain.
That is not good.
Like a sort of a javelin to the heart.
So you know exactly how that feels.
Yeah. I've watched 999. I remember that story.
Yeah, that reenactment.
It's great. I loved 999 so much.
Michael Burke, the perfect voiceover guy.
Oh, great. Just mix a show that's like he does the news at the time, did the news, and then put him on a show that's about just real people news.
What do you think the news is? It's just, if not real people, do you think the news is a play?
It's, well, it's about people that we don't know, isn't it?
Oh, it's about, you mean it's about people from other countries?
Yeah, other countries. So.
So it doesn't matter. But once you get Burke reading out about English people's problems, then it really hits home.
Do you think the news should only be about your country?
No.
No, nor do I. There's one from the track.
We've still not heard about your heart. We're throwing forward. We'll be hearing more about Joel's heart later on. Also more about Joel's xenophobia. We've got new features this week. We've culled a lot of the old features. Oh. They were good while they've lasted, but we're not going to let them get stale. I've got some brilliant feature suggestions. We've still got I Beg Your Pardon. We've still got Fake Out, but we've got some brilliant features, one of which is called Call Joel's Mum. I don't even know what that's going to be about. And today we're talking about festival survival tips, and we've got some of your festival survival tips.
We've got lots of tweets to get through. Get in touch if you've got any specific festival survival tips for Ed, who's going to Sonosphere this weekend.
Well, you can, but this is a pre-record.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get in contact with festival survival tips, but by the time this goes out, I will already be at Sonosphere Festival.
Yeah.
So let me know.
Yeah.
Get in contact then, and we'll read them out the next week.
And if Ed dies at Sonosphere, it's because you didn't give him any tips,
yeah, exactly.
And we didn't record this show before
if I
he went
on the Thursday. Day. It's your fault.
This is Mastodon.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
That was Mastodon.
Yes, High Road. Mastodon.
Can I say it like that?
No, Mastodon.
Mastodon.
No, it's very important you get this band's name right. That is from their new album, Once More Around the Sun, High Road.
Once More Around the Sun?
They are one of my favourite bands of all time. They're fucking incredible.
Yeah.
If you listen to their first album, as compared to that album, which came out this week, I think, as you're hearing this.
Almost feels like we're current.
Yeah, it almost feels like we're a proper radio duo.
We're so... I mean, I know, you know, referencing it.
Yeah.
It's making it less professional. But we are so professional today.
But they sound like almost two completely different bands. They're still within the metal genre, but they've just organically changed so much. But if you listen to every album in between, there's just you can see a journey they've gone on.
Mm.
And it's absolutely marvellous, Joel.
I like a journey. For instance, 100 Reasons.
Yeah.
Right? When their first album came out,
they're playing Sonosphere.
Amazing. Really?
They're playing their first album in full.
Oh my
Sonosphere.
Gosh, I would love that.
They're playing Ideas Above Our Station in full.
One of my favourite albums.
Well, I'm going to see it in full, mate.
Mate, I'm jealous.
I won't be at Sonosphere if this goes out the week before I go to Sonosphere, so...
Yeah.
I don't think we should get bogged down in pre-records and when things are going out. Let's just live in the moment,
Let's
Joel.
Just enjoy now.
Just listen to it, chill out, relax.
Just enjoy the now, which is, of course, something that I learnt from the Scientologists in East Grinstead.
But here's what I think we should do. I think that's really interesting about Mastodon, about how different they are now to where they were at the beginning of their careers. Here's an idea for a new feature, and we've got loads of new feature ideas we're going to run through throughout the show. Right, I think we should drip feed people with all of these ideas.
Drip feed.
Drip feed,
yeah,
right?
I like that, yeah.
But here's an idea.
Intravenously.
This isn't like a comedy wacky one.
Okay.
This is more of a muso one.
Nice.
Because I'm a bit up my own arse when it comes to music. So Joel just nods sagely there. Ed, you're not. You're just enthusiastic. He's like, no, you're a complete tosser.
You're great.
Thanks, mate.
You really pull me along throughout this show.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, without you, this show would be Mastodon's and Bring Me the Horizons.
You wouldn't have heard of Mastodon if I'd not played that. What about a back-to-back... Back-to-back tracks?
Like we do the entire radio show back-to-back.
No.
Like physically.
Like we're in some sort of mythical battle.
Yeah.
Like we've both got swords and we're just protecting each other. That is the feature, Joel, you're right. Next week we are going to do this entire show completely back-to-back. Me and Joel will never look each other in the face for the rest of this show.
And or just constantly in the Charlie's Angels pose.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our producer will be like squat down next to us because then...
Yeah, Amanda, do you mind doing squatting?
Do you mind squatting down? I can't remember which one was the squatter. Was it Was it?
Who was, is she even there, Amanda? Oh no, there she is. I thought she was squatting down behind the window.
She was getting
already doing it.
She's like getting into a role.
Well, they don't actually have toilets at FUBAR, so one needs to squat to relieve yourself of previously drunk liquids.
She's getting ready for Sonosphere.
So here's the feature idea. This is the music.